it easy.
Thank you.
Commission remarks, any? Hearing none, we'll move on. Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 470296 through 470402, warrants 8054 through 8055, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. We have minutes from January 9th and January 11th.
Any questions?
No.
I move to approve the minutes for January 9th, 2023, and January 11th, 2023.
Do we want to designate second with discussion?
Second with discussion?
Okay.
Did you want to designate as regular session minutes? Oh, that's all we have.
Yes.
Yeah, if it had been executive, I would have said executive.
Okay. I didn't know. Typically, we did. I didn't know how you would do it. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for pickup trucks, 516. How are you today?
Good.
In front of us, we have Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator, and Nikki Lawrence, Legal and Purchasing.
For 2023 three-quarter ton crew cab 4x4 pickup trucks, six or more for the Road and Bridge Department. We received one bid from Taylor Grubaugh out of West Plains, Missouri. Came in at $51,525 per vehicle, totaling $309,150.
Assuming by the type of truck this is, that's for the employees to drive, crew leaders and such?
The crew, the operators and such.
We've been struggling trying to locate fleet vehicles.
Okay. I can't get them like I do normally on the national bid. Mm-hmm.
So the ones we're replacing have a lot of miles on them?
Yes, they need to be replaced.
Out of curiosity, are they the work model or the LT? Do you know?
They would be the work truck.
Not the
model,
LTs.
Not the fancy one.
Well, the fancy
one. They would have like the rubber flooring and such in it, where you can spray them.
Right.
Out. Yeah. Okay.
Still has doesn't have hand crank windows though.
No.
It would have also the hands-free phone device, and so is all of that.
All
so it has everything.
All of that is standard in and a backup camera.
That's what I thought.
And it's got the longer bed to allow for the fuel tank to go in the back.
Okay.
And still have room to haul your signs and what have you.
That's what's difficult to find anymore.
Yes.
Move to award bid number 202212-516 to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC from West Plains, Missouri.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is bid recommendation for auto body repair services, secondary and tertiary. Also in front of us at this time is Sheriff Daniels.
This is the third time that we've gone out to bid for auto body repair services for secondary and tertiary. There were some non-responses and some disqualifications earlier on, so we opted to go out for a third time. We did receive two bids, one being from Kivitz and the next one being from Southside Body Shop. Devin, if you wouldn't care to read those prices into the record.
The standard labor rate per hour for paint from Kivitz Body Shop was $62 per hour. Southside Body Shop, $60 per hour. Standard labor rate per hour on the body work, $62 per hour from Kivitz and $60 for Southside. Standard labor rate per hour on mechanical, $90 per hour from Kivitz, $85 per hour from Southside. Material parts, cost plus markup, 25% from Kivitz and 25% from Southside. Cost for mobile estimates, zero for both parties. Name of parts price list, CCC Intelligent Solution for Kivitz and O'Reilly for Southside. The warranty for body finish, 2 years on paint from Kivitz, lifetime on paint and material from Southside.
The last item on the paint and material, that's quite a...
On a lifetime?
2 years and versus, I wondered why that they would just guarantee for 2 years.
I think it would be tough to do a lifetime on paint and materials myself.
Any questions?
Do you want to continue on with your presentation? Or were you done, Nikki?
There were some clarification questions which prompted Devin and the sheriff to go out and visit Southside. While I emailed Kivitz, you know, we had questions about where the security was going to happen.
Somebody's happy out there.
How secure our vehicles were going to be at each location. We also had questions about where their paint booths were actually going to be set up. And I'll kind of let them tell you what they found when they went out to Southside, and then I can finish up by talking about Kivitz and when I spoke with them.
Well, do we want to discuss that, or do we just want to make your...
Well, I wanted you to understand why our recommendation is to go with Kivitz for secondary and Southside for tertiary.
Just based on review?
Based on review and going out to speak with them. So I'll kind of leave that in your hands. That's what we're recommending.
Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions?
No. So, Sheriff and Devin, are you guys, it says after complete and thorough review of the two responses received, both department heads are recommending awarding, is that accurate?
Yes.
To Kivitz Body Shop as secondary and Southside Body Shop as tertiary?
Yes.
Move to award bid number 20221515 secondary to Kivitz Body Shop LLC and tertiary to Southside Body Shop.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next order of business is emergency event procurement for jail door sliders number EEP-2023-01-518. At this time, I would like to read into record the description of this. The Taney County Sheriff's Office, along with our bidding and grounds department, reports complete failure of both of the jail door sliders. The cost to replace both devices is $35,675. It is unique to our required operation and extremely critical with respect to the service it provides around the clock. It is imperative to repair these sliders as it provides access from the east pod to the west pod and continues to possess a security threat in the jail.
So with that being said, the request is for an approval of emergency event procurement because of those reasons.
Yes.
Well, do we need to, so if we do the request for emergency procurement, does that in turn automatically approve the quote, or do we need to do that separately? Do you know?
No, it in turn automatically approves the quote because the quote is attached to the...
Is it in there?
It is, yes.
Okay, there it is. I saw it on the back page. Okay. Whenever they install it, are they going to actually install the locks correctly, or are we going to have somebody come back and reverse them like we did when the building was first built?
No, they'll be correct.
They'll be correct. Oh, good.
Yeah, we tore into that one. It was, the one was never even hooked up ever.
Move to approve the request for emergency procurement. For jail door sliders, number EEP-2023-01-518.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'm assuming Scott, we appreciate all your work on this.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Will that be coming out of the 550, or do we have you gotten with David? Okay.
There's going to be a, this is going to be a little different than we've been doing. This is going to run on electrical. We're going to run it off the generator, so it'll never be an issue. Before, it ran off air. That way, it could possibly, the power went out, which messed with our air system down there. Then it wouldn't open that way. You'd have to use a key lock. This way, it'll be able to be opened. If the power goes off, it'll directly kick on the generator, and it'll still be able to be opened.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Next item on our agenda is board appointments for planning and zoning.
Scott, you said somebody said that the meeting was in February.
February 14th.
So we have time to
Do
some review if we need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys fine with that, or you want to move forward today?
I'm fine.
Move to table board appointments for plan and zoning to a definite date of January
23rd, 2023.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval agent agreement number 22-147, Sheriff. In front of me a letter from Attorney Elliott, Travis Elliott, I apologize, dated January 6, 2023, that approves to the agreement as the form. Sheriff, would you like to enlighten us on any information?
Yeah, so...